Welcome to Soulful Insights, where we break free from trauma, dismantle the lies of patriarchy, and reclaim our spiritual sovereignty. I'm your host, Tandy, and I am glad you're here with me today. Today, we're going to be diving into a truth that's been known for thousands of years, but often forgotten in the chaos of modern life, and that is your breath. Your breath is not just keeping you alive. It's a bridge back to your soul, to spirit. In this episode, we're going to be exploring how ancient cultures viewed the breath as sacred and how we lost that connection, but also how you can reclaim it as one of the most powerful spiritual tools you have. So take a deep breath with me and let's begin. In the rush of noise and chaos in modern life, we've lost touch with one of the most sacred gifts. We treat it like background noise, automatic, mechanical, something we barely notice until it's taken from us. Breath is not just a biological experience. It's spiritual. It's the thread that weaves our body, mind, and soul together. Across ancient cultures, breath was understood as far more than mere oxygen exchange. It was recognized as life force itself. So we look in India, the life force is called prana, the sacred energy that animates all living things. Prana can also be channeled, moved, and improved through breathwork. In China, it's known as qi, the vital force that flows through the body, and that's the life energy is known as qi. It sustains health, balance, and vitality. And in qigong, where we are moving that energy, breathwork is also used. In Hebrew tradition, the breath is called ruach, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. It is the very word for spirit. Very interesting. And that word is also feminine, which is a powerful reminder that breath connects us to the divine feminine essence, the nurturing, creative, life-giving force within and around us. Through breath, we connect not only to our bodies, but to our own spirit, to our own soul, and through our soul, to the greater source of all life. Breath has always been a sacred bridge, the silent, invisible current that carries us between the physical and the divine. And breath is how spirit moves through matter. This is very powerful. And when we remember the power of our breath, we begin to remember who we are. Not just physical beings surviving another day, but sacred beings, breathing spirit into form with every inhale and exhale. I also want you to understand that many breathwork practices also have healing abilities. Breathwork practices can even provide a psychedelic-like experience because our own brains can produce DMT with the proper breathwork techniques, and therefore you can connect with even deeper parts of yourself. Across cultures, continents, and thousands of years, one thing remains true. Breath was seen as sacred work, not just a function of survival, but a powerful tool for transformation, healing, and spiritual connection. So I want to explore some of these ancient practices and just show you how relevant and powerful they can be even today. There are many, many, many different forms of breath work that can be implemented in a variety of ways. And I just want to share with you, as I was going through my study as a breath work practitioner, and we were doing different techniques, and there were almost hundreds of these techniques that I was learning in the training that I did. And a lot of times we would only do that one technique for 5 minutes or so. And so in the mornings, I would do, you know, practice these breathwork techniques for 5 minutes or so. And I could not believe just in that 5 minutes how much anxiety was reduced, how much ruminating thoughts were eliminated just in 5 minutes. So I want you to understand how powerful breath work can be for you. If you suffer from PTSD or anxiety or even depression, ruminating thoughts, this is a very powerful practice and it doesn't take a lot of time. It's just something that can calm the mind and calm you down and recenter you, connect your spirit with your body, and just be more embodied in the moment. It's very powerful, and this is why I became a breathwork practitioner, because I saw how powerful it was. There were some breathwork techniques that for me as an abuse survivor that provoked so much anxiety, literally provoked panic attacks. And so I wanted to be able to offer more of a trauma-informed breathwork facilitation for individuals. And I love breathwork. I love using it with a lot of my clients and find it as a very powerful tool. So yes, I am a certified hypnotherapist and a spiritual coach, and that is primarily what I do. But I add these other practices in to create an entire full body, mind, spirit healing for my clients. And it depends on their needs. So let's get into the first one, pranayama. This is an ancient yogic tradition. This is breath control and expansion of life force. So this is one of the oldest, most revered breathwork practices in the world, rooted in the ancient yoga traditions or yogic traditions of India. It dates back about 3,000 years. It appears in sacred texts like the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and is a key tool for mastering life force or prana, which is what we were talking about earlier. So the word itself breaks down to prana. So when we say pranayama, prana is the life force and the ayama is to extend or control. So this is the conscious expansion and regulation of energy through breath work. And there's not just one technique when we talk about pranayama. So this is something that I studied in depth, and there were so many techniques. It's an entire world of breathwork practices. But some of them, like Nadi Shodhana, which is alternate nostril breathing, balances the nervous system, clears energetic channels. And then we have Kapalabhati breath, or in other words, skull shining breath. This is a little bit more powerful of a breath. I generally go with Nadi Shodhana with most of my clients if they struggle with anxiety or other things like that. But the Kapalabhati can be very powerful. It awakens mental clarity, detoxifies the body. And then we have the Brahmari humming bee breath, soothes anxiety, quiets the mind. There's also cooling breath techniques that regulate body temperature, calm inner heat, all kinds of things. These can affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Very powerful breathing techniques. So I want to just explain one of the techniques, which is the Nadi Shodhana. I just want to explain how to do it very simply. You just sit comfortably with a straight spine. You'll use your right hand and you put your pointer finger and middle finger on your forehead. And you have your thumb next to your nostril, and then the ring finger next to the other nostril. So it's kind of an interesting position of the hand. You inhale slowly through your, close your right nostril, inhale slowly through the left nostril, close the left nostril with your ring finger, release the right nostril and exhale through the right. So it's inhaling through the left and exhaling through the right. And then you just continue that pattern for several rounds. Pretty basic. If that explanation was not in depth enough, you can definitely look that up on YouTube and just try it, practice it, see how you feel. It definitely balances the left and right hemispheres of the brain, calms the nervous system down, which is really good for those that live in kind of fight or flight, clears energetic pathways or the nadis for deeper meditation and emotional balance. So then we go into Taoist breathwork, which goes along with Qigong. It balances energetic pathways or the meridians. And this one is found in ancient China. The Taoist Breath work was developed as a foundational practice for cultivating qi, which is the vital life force that flows through everything. Again, we've got very similar ideas to ancient India, just different names, obviously, in different languages, which I find really powerful that we're seeing this in different locations around the world. And the Taoists believed that by consciously working with breath, one can maintain the body's internal energy systems, maintain health, extend life, and achieve spiritual harmony with the Tao, or the way. So again, this is a sacred exchange between the individual practicing the breath work and the Qigong and the universe. So like I said, breath work in this tradition is most often practiced along with the Qigong, or energy cultivation. So we'll talk about one of the Taoist techniques, which is Dantian breathing. Again, sitting comfortably, hands resting on your lower abdomen, just below your navel. Inhaling slowly through the nose, visualizing the breath filling the lower belly like a balloon. And then exhale slowly through the nose or mouth, feeling the belly gently deflate. And you just keep the breath natural, deep, and flowing in and out. So this is, again, just a very, very simple way to calm the mind and to begin breathwork practice. This strengthens and nourishes the lower dantian, or the body's energy center, grounds and stabilizes your energy, and builds internal vitality and resilience. In Taoist practice, the breath is how you gather, store, and circulate your life force. So again, we're seeing this. I just find it really interesting how these practices are found all around the world. Moving into shamanic breathwork. This is where we start to access altered states of consciousness for healing and spiritual connection. These can be a little bit more challenging to accomplish than the ones that I have introduced you to before. Shamanic breathwork is an ancient practice found in indigenous cultures across the world, and it's used to access non-ordinary states of consciousness for healing, visions, connecting to the spirit world. And unlike structured breath practices, shamanic breathwork is often intuitive and rhythm-driven. So it's kind of shaped by the needs of the journey rather than like a strict technique. It's usually paired with drumming, rattles, chanting, nature sounds to help shift that awareness beyond just the physical senses of the body. But just to give you an example, the core method in a shamanic breathwork is circular continuous breathing. So it's a deep inhale followed by an immediate exhale. There's no pause. So normally we have just a little split second pause when we inhale and then when we exhale. In the shamanic breath work, there is no pause. It is an inhale and an exhale in a continuous circular rhythm. And what this does is it alters brainwave patterns, bypasses the conscious mind, and opens a direct channel to the subconscious mind and the spirit realms. So as this practice flows, you may receive visions, release stored trauma, connect with ancestors, access powerful inner wisdom. It's very powerful. This type of breath work is not about control. That's why it's a little bit more flowing and intuitive. It's about surrender. And it's a powerful reminder that breath can be a portal, a way to heal old wounds, remember who you are, reconnect with the unseen forces that guide your life. And so, like I explained earlier, the example of this is the breath is like ocean waves in and out. So if you want to try this, you definitely can just get yourself comfortable laying down, sitting up, and just deep inhales and deep exhales. You can have music, drumming, those kinds of things in the background to deepen the trance state. And generally sessions last anywhere from 20 minutes to over an hour. And the benefits of this type of breath work are it helps bring suppressed emotions to the surface for healing, connects you to your higher self, spirit guides, or ancestors, helps you access inner wisdom beyond just your conscious mind. And again, reminds you that your breath is a portal. It is the gateway between worlds. So I find that one to be really, really powerful. I know that individuals that are Christian generally do breath prayers. And so they, as they breathe, They will breathe in, and as they breathe out, they will choose a little phrase from a scripture and say that as they breathe out. And this is more of a meditative prayer than it is getting into an altered state of consciousness. But this is also something that just anchors the mind in the present moment and allows those with those belief systems a spiritual connection through their breath as well. And this is more of a mystical Christianity type of practice, because it is definitely non-traditional. And then we go into just indigenous traditions, breath in ceremony and vision quests. In indigenous traditions across the world, breath is honored as a sacred force, a bridge between the seen and unseen worlds. This is what breath is seen as in ancient cultures throughout the world. It can be a connection, an offering. It's used in ceremonies, healing rituals, vision quests, and allows you to align with spirit, call upon ancestors, and receive guidance from the natural world. And one of the common ceremonial practices is intentional breath communion with nature. So during sacred gatherings or vision quests, participants sit quietly with the land in nature, inhaling the spirit of the earth, the trees, the water, and the sky, and exhaling prayers, gratitude, and hopes back into the earth. Breath becomes a living conversation in this situation, an exchange of energy between human and earth, body and spirit. And the benefits of this: strengthening the connection to the earth and the natural rhythms of the world that we live in. It opens intuitive channels for visions, clarity, and healing, and fosters reverence and a deep belonging. So breath is not just for survival. It's a reminder that we are part of the web of life, not separate from it. Every conscious breath is a prayer woven into the fabric of existence. A common ceremonial practice involves intentional breathing with nature. So that's what we just talked about in indigenous cultures. So if you would like to practice this, sitting in nature, connected to the earth, finding a place that's quiet, that is comforting to you, inhaling deeply and imagining that you're breathing in the spirit of the land, the trees, the sky, whatever is around you, the flowers, and then exhale, offering your own breath back as a prayer. And this is a way of entering into a relationship with all beings. It will deepen your connection to nature. It does open intuitive channels. So there's a few just examples of breath work in all different cultures, sacred traditions around the world. But the truth that I want you to gain from this is that breath was never seen as just as survival. It was honored as sacred for transformation, healing, and awakening. And the beautiful thing is, you don't need anything outside of yourself to access it. The sacred is already within you, and it always has been. It's just waiting for you to remember with every breath. But unfortunately, we live in a world designed to pull us away from ourselves. The rise of stress, anxiety, and technology addiction has led to shallow, unconscious breathing, a physical symptom of a deeper spiritual crisis. We rush through life seeking instant gratification, constantly overstimulated, impatient, demanding more, and disconnected from the sacredness of the present moment. Other people become obstacles or utilities, not souls to honor, respect, and connect with. We live in an age where screens have replaced human connection. Fast-paced living has replaced the natural rhythms of the earth. Silence has become uncomfortable. Stillness is seen as laziness, and emotion is suppressed. Breathing consciously and connecting with spirit has been long forgotten. And in losing that connection to our breath, we've lost connection to our own soul. Most people are trapped in permanent fight or flight without even realizing it, adrift in a storm of nervous system dysregulation, reactivity, and emotional chaos. The breath has become shallow and mechanical, and the mind has become restless. And as a result, the heart is completely closed. And here's the hard truth. When you lose connection to your breath, you lose yourself, the essence of yourself. When we're disconnected from our breath, we're disconnected from spirit. When we're disconnected from spirit, we live solely from base instincts without the wisdom of the higher self to guide us. This disconnection is at the root of much of the despair, the division, and the harm we see unfolding across the world today. It's time to slow down. It's time to breathe, truly breathe. Stop the endless scrolling. Take a break from the addiction to busyness. Reclaim the sacredness of your breath. And in so doing, reconnect to the divine essence that has been with you all along. Breathwork isn't just trendy. It's necessary. It's the connection we have between the mind, body, and spirit. It's how we recenter. It's how we stay present in the moment and access divine intuition. You're not going to receive intuitive messages if you can't sit in stillness and just breathe. We can ease the stresses and ails of living in modern society by slowing down and connecting to our breath. The benefits of conscious breathing is nervous system regulation, which a lot of us need, emotional release, accessing intuitive wisdom, reconnecting with soul and body, experiencing breath as a doorway to altered states of consciousness without substances. Simple spiritual breathing practices can help you calm the mind, recenter, and get answers to the questions that you have in your life. You can do box breathing for grounding, which is just inhaling for 4, holding for 4, exhaling for 4, around. 4 counts. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold. There's a lot of other methods. 4 counts in, 7 counts hold, exhale for 8. This can help just connect you, even if you only do it for a couple of minutes. Breath is your birthright. It's your connection to the divine. You don't need complicated rituals. You don't need any equipment, just intention and presence. Every mindful breath is a prayer, a homecoming, an anchor. Breath can become your medicine and your bridge back to the essence of who you are. If today's conversation stirred something inside of you, and if you're ready to slow down, reconnect with your breath, your spirit, and your true self, I would love to walk this journey with you. You can dive deeper with me over on Substack, where I share weekly insights, tools, reflections. You can explore more about my work, my story, and how we can work together at tandyhartle.com. And if you're feeling called to go deeper, I do offer one-on-one hypnotherapy and spiritual coaching sessions to help you heal from the root, reconnect to your power, and design the life your soul's craving. You don't have to do this alone. The path back to yourself is closer than you think. It's right here in your next breath.